Wednesday, November the 17th, 10, 1 Kislev 5771. Day 4 before Shabbat, Parsha Vayishlak, and he sent. Genesis 35.
Jacob's return to Bethel.
Elohim said to Jacob, Arise, go to Bethel, and live there. Make there an altar to El, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau your brother. Then Jacob said to his household, and to all who were with him, Put away the foreign idol gods that are among you, purify yourselves, change your garments. Let us arise, and go to Bethel. I will make there an altar to El, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. They gave to Jacob all the foreign idol gods which were in their hands, and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. They traveled, and the terror of Elohim was in the cities that were around them, and they didn't pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is, Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. He built an altar there, and called the place El Bethel, because there Elohim was revealed to him, when he fled from the face of his brother. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the oak, and its name was called Alon Bakuth. Elohim appeared to Jacob again, when he came from Paddan Aram, and blessed him. Elohim said to him, Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be Jacob anymore, but your name will be Israel. He named him Israel. Elohim said to him, I am Elohim Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and the company of nations will be from you, and kings will come out of your body. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you, and to your seed after you will I give the land. Elohim went up from him in the place where he spoke with him. Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he spoke with him, a pillar of stone. He poured out a drink offering on it, and poured oil on it. Jacob called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him, Bethel.
Death of Rachel.
They traveled from Bethel. There was still some distance to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed. She had hard labor. When she was in hard labor, the midwife said to her, Don't be afraid, for now you will have another son. It happened, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Benoni, but his father named him Benjamin. Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. Jacob set up a pillar in her grave. The same is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Israel traveled, and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. It happened, while Israel lived in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard of it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12.
Jacob's 12 sons.
The sons of Leah, Reuben Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Paddan Aram.
Death of Isaac.
Jacob came to Isaac his father, to Mamre, to Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac lived as foreigners. The days of Isaac were 180 years. Isaac gave up the spirit, and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of days. Esau and Jacob, his sons, buried him. John 6.
Feeding the 5,000.
After these things, Yeshua went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is also called the Sea of Tiberias. A great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he did and those who were sick. Yeshua went up into the mountain, and he sat there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the Jewish festival, was at hand. Yeshua therefore lifting up his eyes, and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread, that these may eat? This he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these among so many? Yeshua said, Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in that place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Yeshua took the loaves, And having given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting down, likewise also the fish as much as they desired. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the broken pieces which are left over, that nothing be lost." So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. When therefore the people saw the sign which Yeshua did, they said, "This is truly the prophet who comes into the world."
Yeshua walks on the sea.
Yeshua therefore, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force, to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and they entered into the boat, and were going over the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Yeshua had not come to them. The sea was tossed by a great wind blowing. When therefore they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadia, they saw Yeshua walking on the sea, and drawing near to the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." They were willing therefore to receive him into the boat. Immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
The bread from heaven.
On the next day, the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except the one in which his disciples had embarked, and that Yeshua hadn't entered with his disciples into the boat, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, boats from Tiberias came near to the place where they ate the bread after Adonai had given thanks. When the multitude therefore saw that Yeshua wasn't there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats, and came to Capernaum, seeking Yeshua. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Yeshua answered them, "Most certainly I tell you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves, and were filled. Don't work for the food which perishes, but for the food which remains to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For Elohim the Father has sealed him." They said therefore to him, "What must we do, that we may work the works of Elohim?" Yeshua answered them, "This is the work of Elohim, that you believe in him whom he has sent." They said therefore to him, "What then do you do for a sign, that we may see, and believe you? What work do you do?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Yeshua therefore said to them, "Most certainly, I tell you, it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of Elohim is that which comes down out of heaven, and gives life to the world." They said therefore to him, "Adonai, always give us this bread." Yeshua said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not be hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me, and yet you don't believe. All those whom the Father gives me will come to me. He who comes to me I will in no way throw out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of my Father who sent me, that of all he has given to me I should lose nothing, but should raise him up at the last day. This is the will of the one who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son, and believes in him, should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day."
Rejected by his own.
The Judeans therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down out of heaven." They said, "Isn't this Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How then does he say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Therefore Yeshua answered them, "Don't murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by Elohim. Therefore everyone who hears from the Father, and has learned, comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from Elohim. He has seen the Father. Most certainly, I tell you, he who believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Yes, the bread which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Judeans therefore contended with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Yeshua therefore said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as our fathers ate the manna, and died. He who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum.
Many disciples turn away.
Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Yeshua, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, "Does this cause you to stumble? Then what if you would see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and are life. But there are some of you who don't believe." For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were who didn't believe, and who it was who would betray him. He said, "For this cause have I said to you that no one can come to me, unless it is given to him by my Father." At this, many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Yeshua said therefore to the 12, "You don't also want to go away, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Adonai, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim." Yeshua answered them, "Didn't I choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now he spoke of Judah, the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.